Do you want to lose weight but are tired of the restrictions and deprivation that accompanies a diet? Does food provide you comfort when you are lonely, bored, angry, or sad? If so, you are in the right place. My name is Kristen Jones, and I'm a life coach specializing in emotional eating and weight loss, and I'm also a lifelong emotional eater. I want to provide you with information, motivation, and support so you too can learn to manage your emotions and thoughts and develop a healthy relationship with food and yourself. Welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode. Now, I have so many former members and people that I know who are trying to lose weight, and there's so many questions about, I'm doing everything right. Why am I not losing weight? And there are, in my coaching, I find that there are three really common reasons why people aren't losing weight when in theory they're trying and they're doing all the right things. And I was just doing some air quotes there, but really, too oftentimes in traditional diet culture, we want to look at, well, what's the food? How do we need to change our food? What can we do differently? How is this supposed to look differently? I should be cutting out carbs. I should be adding this. I should be drinking more water, all of those things. And in reality, there are three reasons that would probably be the result of why you're not losing weight. And I want to talk about those three reasons and kind of give you a little bit of some things to think about when it comes to why you feel like you're doing everything right, but you're not losing weight. So the three things that we're going to look at today is, one, your relationship with food; two, how you are talking to yourself; and three, if food is the only joy in your life. So let's start with number one. So your relationship with food probably needs a little bit of help. And the reason why we have to look at your relationship with food is because if you have that thought pattern of, I'm either on or I'm off, food is either good or bad. If you are continuing to categorize food as good or bad, then there's a whole lot of food that you are not allowing yourself to eat. And one of the things that people have to realize is desire is created between our ears. Desire is created when we start to think and give power to certain foods. And so we really have to, allowing yourself, having that relationship with food where it's either good or bad, you're either allowed to have it or you're not allowed to have it. One, totally, I mean, poor food, it's not food anymore. It's a judgment. It's a judgment about the type of person you are, how virtuous you are, or just how much of a slacker you are. And that's no way to go through life. Life is not meant for us to constantly be on trial for what we put into our bodies. And who's putting us on trial? We are. So that's the first thing is if you're judging food and you're making it either good or bad, we have to really let go of that and just remember that food is food. Now, the second way you know if your relationship with food is not healthy and it's preventing you from losing weight is that every time you eat something that maybe falls into that not so good category, if you have that bad category and you eat any of that food and there's guilt and shame and disgust with yourself, that absolutely is going to cause and is going to activate your brain to start to all the negative self-talk, which is the next thing we're going to be talking about, the negative self-talk. And that just takes us down a spiral that will only result in you trying to make yourself feel better because of all the negative self-talk and the guilt and the shame. And that just perpetuates the, who cares? Let's just eat it anyway. I'm not happy as it is. Let's just eat it anyway. So it's really important to pay attention to that guilt and shame. And again, I want you to think about, is this something that happens in your life? And it's not, again, to make anybody feel guilty. It's just awareness. Awareness and knowledge and information is the most important thing that we can have when it comes to dealing with emotional eating and understanding why we do things. So that's the next one. The third thing is to determine whether or not your relationship with food needs a little bit of help is when you overeat, food is the reason. We're going to look at food, we're going to shame food, we're going to make food the bad guy. And then we're going to start over. So it's twofold. We're going to start over tomorrow, and that just activates the, oh my gosh, I need to eat everything I possibly can right now, because tomorrow I'm getting back on the food rules and I'm going to be good again tomorrow. That just activates the overeat and the binge. So we just perpetuate what we just did if we did have an overeat. And it also creates that all or nothing thinking of, again, food becomes restricted. It goes back on the bad list and we don't get to have any. And again, that creates desire. And so this vicious cycle is created when we don't have a positive relationship with food and we don't think of food as just food. It will absolutely result in consistent and perpetual overeating, and that is going to keep you exactly where you are. The second reason that you may not be losing weight is your self-talk. And if your self-talk is anything like my self-talk was, it was negative, and it wasn't just negative about food. It was negative about everything. I would get a flat tire, I was a horrible person. I wouldn't get invited someplace, I was an awful person. Didn't matter that there were people going that I didn't know and it wasn't appropriate for me to go, I was a horrible person. It was all about me. And all the negative self-talk that we create within ourselves, if we are talking bad about ourselves and we're putting ourselves down for food or otherwise, we are just going to need to feel better. And what makes us feel better? But food. So whether there's an overeat or not, whether something bad has happened or not, if we are consistently berating ourselves, we are setting ourselves up and putting ourselves into that sabotage cycle of, I talk bad about myself, I eat. I then guilt and shame myself because I ate, and then that causes me to eat more. And then I do that vicious cycle over and over and over. So paying attention to how you talk about yourself, not only to yourself, but to others as well, is so very important. We have to pay attention to that, and we have to nip that and really start paying attention and start genuinely being kinder to ourselves. And then the last thing is, if food is the only joy in your life, then we got some problems. There is nothing wrong with enjoying food. I love food. I love food. I consider myself a foodie. I have been to the French Laundry. I have done the 12-course meal. Amazing. It was all the things. It was so fabulous. I love food. But I have learned that food cannot and will not be the only joy in my life, because that's where I get into trouble. And if you feel like food is the only thing that brings you comfort and the only thing that makes you feel not alone or isolated or sad or bored, if it's the only thing that's the panacea for that, then you need to start looking at, okay, why? Why am I feeling that way? Where in my childhood did that come from, that I only see joy in food and I only see that as being the thing that is going to make me feel better? And then seek to really discover, what does bring me joy? I'll be honest, about 2 years ago, and this was part of my recovery, is what brought me joy. This is embarrassing, y'all, but what brought me joy was Justin Bieber. And I decided that I wanted to see him in concert. He came into concert in my area and I bought tickets, spent a ridiculous amount of money to go see him. Three seats from the stage, and it was worth every penny of it, because I was able to find, there were other things that I found joy in, there were other things that I was able to focus on, and my work gives me focus, my work gives me joy. I have found the other types of joy in my life, and I've been able to channel that and realize that food doesn't need and will not ever be the only joy in my life. So if you feel that might be applying to you, you need to start really looking at, well, what does bring me joy? What makes me happy? And then incorporate more of that in your life. So these three things, and this is going to be a quick episode, but I really want you to think about are these applying to your life? Do you feel like, maybe those things are causing me to unconsciously, subconsciously overeat and not be able to lose the weight that I want? It has nothing to do with food. It has to do with inside. It's an inside job, how I feel about myself. So think about those things, maybe do a little journaling, and we'll continue to unravel and unfold these issues of your relationship with food, your self-talk. There are so many episodes, and I will link an episode to self-talk in the show notes, as well as, is there joy in your life? And that's another episode coming as well. So thank you so much for joining me this week, and I will see you next week with another episode. And I, again, appreciate you being here. Take care. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. To take your first steps towards never dieting again, get my Stop Dieting Guide. Go to www.kristenjonescoaching.com. That's Kristen with an I-N. And learn a sustainable way to lose weight and develop a healthy relationship with food. I'll see you next episode.